Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Sure, why not? I like it, Jimmy. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery.
The Heat did not play Pepas yesterday, by the way. There were
really
two opportunities to do it. Andrew Wiggins hit a big three. It was pretty much the game. And then Bam Adebayo threw down the exclamation point, and there was a dead ball after. They could have just fired off Pepas. They did not.
Interesting. You know what? We have not even mentioned through 3 hours and 4 minutes today, Michael Biamonte retiring at the end of this season. Let me do the Funky Buddha stuff, though, because it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Crowder and I will be at Funky Buddha Thursday night. Come out, watch the football game with us.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there. They've got the special Eat the Enemy food dish, which we learned today from Chef Jeff, is Maryland-style crab cakes. If you've ever had crab cakes in Baltimore, you know why you should be excited to be at Funky Buddha on Thursday. Maryland-style crab cakes topped with creamy corn and crab sauce and crispy fried Tabasco-soaked onions.
Ooh.
That is a great menu item. So Thursday night, watch the game with me and Crowder and a whole bunch of others at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So much stuff going on at Funky Buddha, but mark down Thursday. Tonight at Funky Buddha, Dan Day hosts trivia.
Oh.
Watch a little Monday Night Football. You can get a little trivia, win some prizes. It's all happening at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tonight. And while you're there, since it's almost Halloween, have yourself a little glass of sticky treats. One of my favorites. All right. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We're going to talk with John Michaels this hour as well. But I did want to mention Michael Biamonte, the public address announcer for the Heat for what? Last 35 seasons? 40 seasons?
35 seasons.
50 seasons? Last 35 seasons. Michael Biamonte has some of the most recognizable public address calls, Dos Minutos.
Rebound Bosch. Kick out.
No, that was
well,
Mike
Breen. That's not a public address announcer. No. I mean, literally. I want to walk off the show.
That wasn't him.
You thought Mike Breen was Michael Biamonte, the Heat public address announcer?
Oh, okay. I didn't know who was retiring.
You
rebound Bosch, kick out to Ray Allen, boom!
But why would the Heat be celebrating a national basketball announcer's retirement, if he was retiring, but Mike Breen isn't retiring? But why would the Heat, like...
The Heat are in the nation.
What are you talking about?
I want to fight you.
I know.
There were some people that are confused. Let me look at the comments.
No one was confused.
First of all, Mike Biamonte is like an integral part of South Florida sports fandom. I'm not kidding.
Mm.
You just yell, go into any restaurant in Miami and yell, Dos! And everybody will yell, Minutos! Everybody.
That's who does that at the game? With the dark hair.
The public address announcer. Do you know what a public address announcer does versus, say, a play-by-play? Just give us the headlines. You've ruined the entire retirement of Michael Biamonte, and now he's sad, as is every Heat fan. Headlines are brought to you by Darrell Hyundai, home of...
Does he ever come in hide or the Grey Goose Lounge?
I mean, you really said the call that Mike Breen...
And he didn't even say the call right either, which also really pissed me
rebound,
off.
Rebound, kick out the
rim. There was no boom. No, he yells bang.
Oh, well, explanation.
Eric Reed yells kaboom.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Breen yells bang.
Okay.
Kenny Walker says another Dolphins first down.
What noise does this guy do that was retiring?
I'm
does he have a noise?
I'm disgusted with you.
He's one of the loudest PA announcers in the league.
I'm disgusted with you.
What's his noise?
Headlines are brought to you by Darrell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Darrell Hyundai or DarrellHyundai.com.
I mean, he's got bar after bar after bar after bar. We're talking about a living legend here.
I've heard of Dos Minutos before. I thought that was recorded.
Too many steps.
Remember Amare Stoudemire? You've been extinguished.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I remember that. When he punched he punched the thing in the hallway.
Michael Biamonte punched something in the hallway?
Oh, Amare Stoudemire punched something, right?
He punched the fire extinguisher.
Man, this is too deep.
Stand up and make some noise
for your Miami
Heat. So he holds his words long.
No basket.
What was that, Jimmy?
I did my best.
All of you are annoying me. Everyone in this studio is annoying.
It's more like, no basket.
That was terrible, too. Luol Deng.
I got Mike B to record all of our names to the cadence of Luol Deng.
When was that?
Like a year ago, I think. I forgot to play it.
You kept it from us?
Yeah, I have it. We can play it.
Somebody puts on the chat, I walked into an Uruguayan restaurant once and yelled, Noche Day! And everyone yelled six times. All right, give us the headlines so we can move on with our lives.
Speaking of the Miami Heat, they won yesterday. They're 2-1. Great start for the Heaters.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Knicks.
Who do they have tomorrow?
The Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, that's right. Terry Rozier. Gotcha.
There was a statement today that I shouldn't call it a statement, but a tweet from Shams Charania, and I believe it came from the NBA.
Well, the NBA had sent a memo to all the teams,
right,
and then that got leaked.
While he says the NBA informed its 30 teams that the league has begun the process of reviewing, this is making me mad reading it, has begun the process of reviewing policies regarding injury reporting, training, and education of all personnel and enhancing internal and external monitoring programs to identify betting activity of concern per memo obtained by ESPN.
They're strengthening their... Yeah. View of gamblers.
But it doesn't have to be strengthened. This was flagged the day that it happened. The day Terry Rozier, March 23rd, 2023, whatever, in March, the day that he left the game early and there was an unusual amount of money placed on his unders, it was flagged by the NBA. They looked into it. They found nothing, allegedly. And Adam Silver knew about this entire situation. I know down in my plums, the Hornets knew about this situation.
Oh, there's no question they knew.
And the Heat got hosed.
That's right.
And now the NBA is playing all friendly with the FBI. We've known all along. Well, what happened when the Heat tried to trade for Terry Rozier? You don't think that would have been some pretty solid piece of information to pass along to the Miami Heat? Yeah. Hey, the guy you're trading a first-round pick for while going and trying to get back to the NBA Finals might end up under a federal investigation and indicted for some pretty serious crimes. Just an FYI.
Buyer beware.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And they have to come. It's just, it's retroactive. It's like when the NFL made the big concussion thing, they knew bashing your head into another man's not good for that man that's bashing his head. But when the CTE movie came out, then they had to make the big deal out of it. That's what leagues do. They do everything retroactively.
Try to slide it under the radar, and if it gets picked up, then you do your damage control.
And all now right. It's a paper trail.
Anything else in the headlines?
You guys aren't as upset about this as I am, clearly.
He got excited.
I'm upset with what just transpired with Michael Biamonte and Mike Breen.
Too many steps.
Crowder, would you like to retract your statement that Jalen Waddle can't be a wide receiver one after yesterday's performance?
No.
Okay. We'll move on then.
Well, yeah, 5 for 99. Good game, but I've seen ones. When I suck a one, I think of Jamar Chase and Jet and all them boys.
Somebody texted, my buddy texted me, they're trolling us. They tried to schedule gambling night when the Heat were in their building this year. They did do that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I forgot
Remember?
About that.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlotte has their, but I think they since scrubbed it.
Like the next day, they scrubbed it. But that was even before all the indictment charges.
That's funny.
Were they trolling the Heat?
Of course they were. That's funny. They were trolling Terry Rozier.
Wow.
Yeah, Pat gonna slap somebody.
Put two and two together there. But all right, the Dolphins are gonna play Thursday tonight.
Storm Duck out for the season. By the way, Storm I know we Duck. Only mentioned that once, but Storm Duck out for the season.
Just
Storm Duck
knee?
Out for the season.
Does yeah, anything? Knee.
Oh, okay. That's all I have.
Damn, man. And who was on the elevator? Achane and Waddle.
Yeah, I think it was Waddle and Achane.
Oh, Carson Wentz will undergo surgery on his left shoulder, miss the rest of the season.
Disaster for Minnesota at the quarterback situation.
Low-key, Carson Wentz got out of a terrible situation.
But
over
what
there.
A terrible situation they created for themselves by getting rid of Sam Darnold.
Yep, and Sam's out there balling.
Balling.
Damn. All right, tonight you got Monday Night Football. Chiefs host the Commanders, no Jaden Daniels. And then you have World Series, Game 1. Tonight, Dodgers, Blue Jays series is tied at one apiece. The Heat play tomorrow against the Hornets. The Panthers play tomorrow as well. They'll be at Amerant Bank Arena. They'll play against another
hockey
NHL team. That, of course.
Dwayne Wade.
Mike Breen.
Mike, no. Michael Biamonte.
Oh, you saw what they're calling his last season? Like, Wade was the last dance.
Mike drop.
Mike drop.
The last call.
The last call.
Like the bars ending.
What did he do for Udonis?
Udonis?
Yeah.
So he held words for a
Are
long
you
time.
Sure?
When he had an assist, he'd say, from you, and everybody in the crowd would go, you.
Are you sure?
His field goal call was, Udonis. Haslam.
I like
I am the best fake Mike Biamonte in the world. I'm telling you.
I've never heard this before, what you're doing.
Also, I like Eric Reed, Udonis, you did it. Mm-hmm. That was always one of my favorites.
Excellent.
Solana was a little overboard, though. I got to find your tweet on the retirement announcement from Michael Biamonte. And I think Michael Biamonte is great. I'm going to miss him.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't think he's as great as you think, as you're leading on to be, because I thought, I put the proper context behind it, that all of South Florida felt.
It was just slightly overdone. I can't find the tweet here. I'll find it in a second. Hold on. Woo, you retweet some superfluous garbage. Criminies. Where is this thing? Oh, here you go. This is
gonna be silly.
This is regarding Michael Biamonte's retirement from the Heat after 35 seasons. Maybe the worst news I've ever gotten. The legend Mike B is retiring at the end of the season. I fear I'll never be mentally prepared for the final ever Dos Minutos at a home game. A little overboard, no?
I meant every word.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Silly man.
Maybe the worst news I've ever gotten.
It was my childhood, man.
I got it, but I mean,
That's my entire life.
I get it, but I mean, don't you think maybe Dwayne Wade was more part of your
right,
Heat
Dwayne
memories
Wade,
than Michael Biamonte?
Dwayne Wade's gone, and this is, of course, the house Riley built. Soon he'll be gone, and all I had left was Michael Biamonte.
But in other words, this would rank as the worst news you've ever gotten.
It's up there for sure.
Like
yeah.
In sports or like what about
no? There was
passing?
No, there was no qualifier.
Well,
there.
I mean, you know, rest in peace, Abuela. But come on, this is Mike B.
All right, anything
what about
else?
When you had to call your brother in the bathroom.
That had to be. That had to be the worst. That was the worst news I ever received. All right, anything else?
Sounds like you want something else. Your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. The lows are going to drop into the mid 70s. That is your weather. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
And I guess actually looking at the clock, we will just wrap things up for the night because Larry Bluestein is coming up next, and I got a Sports Equinox to get to, so I can't be here all night long. Larry Bluestein is next, and we will reconvene tomorrow. Okay, so everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Matas Buzelis. And do the Pelicans play tonight? Go Zion. We got a lot of action tonight. All right, everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Where do you keep your dish?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.